I'm Alec Lace. Welcome to First Class Fatherhood. Welcome, everybody, to episode 225 of the podcast. I am happy, as always, to be here with you. Thank you for stopping by. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, please get over there and bang that subscribe button. You do not want to miss all the action that is coming your way right here on First Class Fatherhood. All right, dads, I have an awesome guest to bring you guys today. He was a college football standout who now has a very successful acting career. Carl McDowell will be here with me in just a few minutes. He has got a phenomenal story of how he began his acting career, so please stick around for the interview. Next week, I will be hitting you guys with another five banger, and then I will be taking some time off for the summer. I have been working extremely hard here to put out some solid fatherhood content. I have been putting out five episodes a week since New Year. There is well over 55 hours of content available of the podcast, so I hope you will continue to listen to some of the episodes that you may have missed out on. I have received quite a few messages from you guys that you are binge listening to the podcast, which is very cool. The First Class Fatherhood shop is now open. All the merch is available by hitting the link in the description of today's podcast episode. I just added some more shirts with a new decal that has the slogan that you hear me say at the end of each episode, which is, we are not babysitters, we are fathers, and not just fathers, we are first class fathers. And I am so very pleased to see some of the other dads starting up podcasts of their own with a similar theme here. Former guests on this podcast, Dean McDermott and Drew Manning, have recently launched fatherhood podcasts of their own. And I have more faith now than ever that the image of fatherhood will be transformed over time here, and I am so proud to be a part of it. So let's go, dads. Tomorrow on the show will be former Navy SEAL John Allen for a Frogman Friday edition of the show. And please, be sure you are sharing this podcast with every father that's in your neighborhood or in your contact list. Let them know about the show that celebrates fatherhood and family life. Fatherhood rocks. Family values rule, and every day is Father's Day right here with me, and I'm going to jump into the action right now with actor Carl McDowell. I'm Alec Lace, and you're listening to First Class Fatherhood. Thank you for listening to First Class Fatherhood. You are going to hear a word from my sponsors in the middle of today's interview. If you would like to consider becoming a sponsor of First Class Fatherhood, please hit me up with an email, firstclassfatherhood@gmail.com. All right, and joining me now is a first-class father. He is an actor who currently plays TTD in HBO's smash hit series Ballers. You may have seen him recently in a new Dunkin' Donuts commercial. He is also a former college football standout. It is a big privilege for me to say, Carl McDowell, welcome to First Class Fatherhood.
Thank you for having me.
All right, let's start right here. How many kids do you have, and how old are they?
I have two kids, two boys, one 21 and one is 20.
Wow, okay. What type of sports or activities were the boys into growing up?
They played football. Like, they watched me play football growing up. They watched me play it all, really. So they were into football, wrestling, basketball. So now the 20-year-old, he's into basketball. He was trying to play for Santa Monica College, and now he's transferred over to Glendale College to try to play over there. And the 21-year-old, he's just not a sports guy at all. He's more into video games and those sorts of things.
Okay, very cool. Yeah, I have four kids, and I have one of those myself. Did you ever get involved with coaching at all, Carl, or did you kind of enjoy all that from the sidelines?
No, I enjoyed it from the sidelines. Coaching, I don't think I had the patience for. I still don't think I would have the patience for, from knowing how the type of player that I was and seeing these players coming up. They're really not coachable, so I definitely wouldn't have the patience for that.
Okay, good enough. Carl, please take a minute here just to hit my listeners with a little bit about your background and what you do.
I'm an actor. I play on the TV show Ballers on HBO. I'm in a band called Left on Laurel, and I'm a father. Those are my things.
Good stuff. And how did becoming a father, Carl, kind of change your perspective on life?
Well, when I became a father, I was in college. So it was my freshman year of college, and so it changed it big time. I was playing football in college, and I was the athlete, and just doing my thing and getting by. And then because of sophomore year, I got two kids, and it was a totally different situation. Like, it wasn't just me trying to get by. It was me trying to get by and care for these kids and deal with their moms. So it was a whole different, I grew up quick.
Yeah, I would imagine. And while trying to do that, how did you kind of shift into an acting career here? What was the genesis of that?
It came also my freshman year of college, playing football. My coach put us in these classes and to like help us with football. So we didn't have to like study. We just go to these classes. And one of them was theater practicum. You would go to the class, you would build sets, you would tear sets down. And some of my teammates, they urged me to take the class and told me that they never go to the class, which I later found out was an exaggeration of that they cut class from time to time. But I thought they never went to the class, so I never went to this class. And then it was time for grades. The teacher called me and said, since I've never come to this class, he can give me a passing grade. And the only way he could pass me is if I did a play for him. And the play was Of Mice and Men, and I was to play Crooks. And I didn't want any part of this. I went to my coach, like, asking him to get me out of it. He thought it'd be funny that I'd do the play and that he'd bring the team so they can laugh at me. So I begrudgingly did the play, and I fell in love with theater and acting and all of that.
Wow, what a story, Carl, and what a blessing in disguise. Now, do either one of your boys show any interest in following in your footsteps into the acting world here?
Actually, the 21-year-old, his name's Carl Jr., he lives in Vegas. He's been in a few independent projects, him and his friends, and I think he might, I mean, right now he's dabbling in it, so maybe he wants to come on over. The 20-year-old, he's playing basketball now, but if it doesn't work out, I'm pretty sure he'll probably come over. He asked me a lot of questions about it, and he's interested. He watches movies. He watches comedy. So maybe they both will after they figure it all out.
Okay, awesome. And my oldest just turned 13 recently, so we're just about to hit all those fun teenage moments. And one thing that I usually shudder when I think about is them driving a car. You've been there already. So what was it like for you the first time you got in the car that one of your kids was piloting?
It was actually, you know, like... I was out here by the time they would start driving. So when I did go home and like let them drive or get in the car with them, it was a pride thing. They're like, you know, he's driving me around. He's doing pretty good. Now I'm not so into it because they drive and they have their cell phones in their hands and they like texting and trying to change music. And I'm like, just drive the car. Don't worry about all that. So now it's kind of a headache, but then it was a pride thing.
Okay, and I'm sure your son learned how to drive in a much different car than you did. What was the first car you ever had, Carl?
Oh, my God. I had a Oldsmobile Omega. It had power steering if you turned to the right, but if you turned left, it was not power steering. I think only one of the windows went down in the car. It was a crappy car, but it was my car, and, I mean, I love that thing.
Yeah, it sounds like a classic hoopty there.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Okay, now how did you get involved with speaking with First Place for Youth, which I think is awesome? How did you kind of get involved with that?
My publicist, Teresa, she found out that I was a ward of the state and that I went through all of this stuff. So she thought it'd be good that I talked to these guys and let them know that even though, you know, you're a ward of the state or, you know, you're in these homes, don't mean that your life's over. It means you can still do things if you set your mind to it. So I just want to let them know that. And so I'm going over, I think, next week to talk to them about it. And hopefully it can change some minds.
Yeah, that's so cool, Carl, because, I mean, we are facing a fatherless problem in our country right now. Far too many kids are growing up without a father or a father figure in the home. And in my opinion, it's the biggest problem that we have in this country right now.
I think so as well.
All right, it's time to get an important word from our sponsors, then back with more with Carl McDowell. I'm Alec Lace, and you're listening to First Class Fatherhood. Let's go, dads. Summertime is upon us here, and there is no better way to spend time with your kids this summer than to take them to a live event, whether that's out at the ball field, at a monster truck rally, or even a Broadway show. Buy your tickets on SeatGeek.com or use the SeatGeek app and apply my code First Class, that's one word, First Class, and First Class Fatherhood listeners are going to save $20 off their ticket purchase. Get over to SeatGeek.com or use the SeatGeek app and buy all your tickets for this summer's fun. Maybe you want to take them to their first concert. Go to SeatGeek.com and apply my code, First Class, one word, First Class, and save $20 off your ticket purchase. Fatherhood is the best seat in the house. Are you enjoying First Class Fatherhood? Did you know you can actually get paid just for listening to this podcast? It may sound insane, but it's true. There is a free new app called Podcoin, and it literally pays you to listen to podcasts. Seriously, just go download the free Podcoin app on your iPhone or Android, and if you use my special code, Fatherhood, you will get 300 Podcoins just for signing up. The more you listen, the more Podcoin you earn. And then you turn those Podcoins into gift cards for places like Amazon, Starbucks, or more. So go ahead and listen to this podcast on Podcoin and sign up using the code Fatherhood. It will change the way you listen to podcasts. All right. How about discipline, Carl? What type of disciplinarian were you as a father with the boys growing up?
Well, so I grew up being spanked, so I thought spanking would be the way to go until I spanked one good time, and it just wasn't for me. So I felt like after that, just patience and like trying to teach them, trying to reason with them, trying to like teach them consequences and be hands-on that way. Let them know I'm disappointed. It was to a point to where, like, if I told them I'm very disappointed in you, it would hurt them more than the spanking would. So that became it. Just like trying to teach them what's right and wrong and consequences and cause and effect now is my discipline.
Yeah, good stuff. And how did you come to land the role on HBO's Ballers, which is doing very well, season 5 now? And have you been in it since season 1?
Yeah, season 1. I was in season 1. I auditioned for it in season 1, but I auditioned for Fat Reggie's role. So there's another character in there called Fat Reggie, and he's played by London Brown. So I auditioned for that a few times, and then obviously didn't get it. And then so they called me in to audition for this part, TTD, and I guess the character just spoke to me because I went in and I booked it, and been in ever since. I think I was only supposed to do a couple episodes, and then every year they just give me more and more episodes and get me more and more involved, and now we're at season 5.
Yeah, and the technology has changed the way that we all watch TV shows. The way we consume content now is drastically different from years ago. So does the way that we do consume the content, does that have any kind of effect on you, the actor?
It totally does. It does, because people like to binge watch things. So people probably won't go in on something season 1 or season 2. Once it gets to season 3, people like to binge watch. So that's how people watching things. So when the show first came out, it had viewers, but it's getting more and more viewers as the seasons go along. But it's really hard, though, because if you don't watch season 1, it could be canceled, so you might not get the season 2 and the season 3 to binge watch. So I think with all the content, it's really good for all of this content to be out. It's good because there's a lot of jobs out here. It's more art out here to be had. So I'm a fan of it in that way. But for shows that's on TV, that's coming on week to week, I think if you like it, you should try to support it early before it gets canceled. Because if you're not watching, they will cancel things.
Yeah, and I know it's a tough industry to get into. Many people aspire to break into the movie industry, the film industry. So what type of advice do you have for the parents of kids who want to be actors or for the kids themselves?
For the kids themselves, I would say patience, patience and work on your craft. Just work on it. Try to be the best at it. Try to be really good. Go in and work. Do the work. Don't do all the extra stuff. Don't be a diva. Don't get an ego about it. Just go in, do your work, stay humble, stay patient, and let it come to you rather than going out and trying to rush it or think, like, I'm not getting these auditions right now. It's never going to happen for me. You got to have patience. You got to work. You got to work.
Well said. And do your kids watch all the shows that you do, or have they seen enough of you at this point?
I don't know. They might be tired of seeing me, but they do watch. They do watch some. They come to the premiere sometimes. It's fun to have family or to have your kids there to watch this sort of thing. like when I was 21 having kids, and it was like, why do you, I thought I was really young having kids, and you know, like you think it's probably going to be a mistake having kids at this age. But the beauty of it is now that I'm 42, my kids are adults and they get to celebrate with me, and like we get to be friends now, you know, like that's kind of cool.
That's awesome, Carl. And has being a dad ever had any influence on which particular roles that you would choose to play or accept?
I mean, you take what you can get as an actor, but I mean, every once in a while it'll be a role and you're like, oh my God. Like it was one time they wanted me for Empire, what I read for Empire to I think I was going to be a love interest of Jesse Smollett, and it films in Chicago, and so I'd have to go home to Chicago and film this scene, which I didn't say no to. It didn't work out, but I mean, that's one, that's kind of like one. And it was also one I did, Tosh.0. I was like in a new thong, and it was like this really weird situation. Have you ever seen Tosh.0? It's a weird show. And I remember one of my kids seeing it and calling me like, Dad, what are you doing? And now I'm like, okay, I get you, kid. All right.
Yeah, I can imagine some awkward conversations going down after that.
Yeah.
Okay, you've had a lot of success here already. What type of goals or projects are you working on here for the future?
I've been writing a little bit, so hopefully I can get these things out of my head and onto the screen. I think that'd be pretty cool. I've done a few short films. I've done a few films that probably come out soon. I'm just, you know, looking for work. I like to work. I like to be doing something artistic. I'm also in a band, and the band is touring Germany in November. So we'll be doing that, going out to Frankfurt and playing a festival.
Okay, that sounds exciting. Last thing I want to hit you with here, Carl, I love to ask all the dads that I get on the podcast, what type of advice do you have for that new dad or for that about-to-be father who's out there listening?
For the new father, just be patient. I mean, you can't preach patience enough, because these little people, they don't know anything, and we got to teach them everything. So if they mess up, you know, we just got to be patient with them.
Well said. I love the message. This has been a lot of fun for me. I got to say, Carl McDowell, you are a first-class father, and thank you so much for giving me a few minutes of your time on First Class Fatherhood.
Thank you, Brett.
All right, I'm back with some closing thoughts here in just a second. Back to wrap things up here on First Class Fatherhood, I got to give a special thank you once again to Carl McDowell for giving me a few minutes of his time here. That was so cool. Please hit me up on Twitter, guys, or drop me that DM on Instagram. Let me know what you thought about today's episode. I always love to read your feedback. Lock it in. We're going to close out the week strong with a Frogman Friday edition of First Class Fatherhood. Former Navy SEAL John Allen stops by the show tomorrow. And please, get yourself on over to the new First Class Fatherhood shop. The merch is all available. Hit the link in the description of today's podcast episode to go check it out. That's all I got for you guys today. I'm Alec Lace. You have been listening to First Class Fatherhood. And please remember, guys, we are not babysitters. We are fathers. And we're not just fathers. We are first class fathers.